Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Okay, kids, are you ready to meet your new classmates? You may know her as a TV host who attended the Hancock Burn Elementary School. Please welcome Juliana Rancic.
What's up, guys? What's up, Judy? Hi, Judy. How are you? What's up?
Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I'm so nervous. Hi, guys. Oh, God.
Now, I know you're playing for charity today. Let's tell everybody about the charity.
I am playing for the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. It's in Chicago.
Yes.
And it's so sweet. They provide housing and take care of hundreds of kids who are underprivileged.
Let's win some money for them today. Now, let me tell you, I do have a surprise video for you.
Oh.
From your husband, Bill. Take a look at the board.
Hey, honey, I just wanted to wish you luck on Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. I know you're going to do a great job, and I hope you understand that something came up today. Today I'm flying with the Air Force Thunderbirds, the best of the best. Knock them dead, win some money for the Mercy Home for Boys, and I know you're smarter than a fifth grader, otherwise I wouldn't have married you.
Oh, there we go.
I miss him.
Here is the cool thing about my classroom.
Uh-huh.
I encourage cheating in here.
Okay.
And your new classmates are some very smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them. You have Kamani.
Kamani!
Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
And Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
All right, Juliana, pick okay. one. Let's get started.
Kamani.
Kamani, come on
Kamani.
Up here.
Kamani, come on, baby.
Hello.
What's up? I love your outfit. You're so sharp.
Thank you. I love sweater vests. Chick magnet.
Chick magnet. Is that what? That's what you're working, the chick magnet.
It worked. It worked.
All right. Well, let's find out, everybody. Is Juliana Rancic smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Mr. Chick Magnet. 10 subjects. Which one do you like the best?
Life science.
Life science, a fifth grade question.
Let's start
there.
Let's do it. Let's
All
do
right,
it.
Going to the top of the board. Fifth grade life science.
All right.
As I said, fifth grade questions are worth $5,000. Here's this one. In general, human DNA contains how many pairs of chromosomes? In general, human DNA contains how many pairs of chromosomes? Kamani has locked in his answer. Got any idea?
No, I don't. How sad is that? Is that terrible? Does everyone know the answer but
well,
me?
Well, but this probably doesn't come up in your daily life.
Okay, so I'm gonna guess.
Okay.
In general, human DNA contains how many pairs of chromosomes? I'm gonna say 3 pairs of chromosomes.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, I think you may have been thinking about my family when you answered 3. Kevin, what'd you say?
I said 23.
23. What? Taylor, what'd you say?
23.
23. 23 is the correct answer, not 3.
Oh, God. That's bad.
So.
Oh, gosh.
If the chick magnet over here said 23, you've got $5,000. If Kamani said anything else, we remain at 0.
Uh-huh.
Take a look at the board, Juliana. Kamani said... 23!
Kamani, Kamani!
I'm the Ryan Seacrest, but I'm 24.
Yeah, you're hotter than Ryan. You're the same height, but you're hotter.
You're hotter than Ryan. All right, we got 1 out of the way, 9 remaining. Pick another subject.
Fourth
grade grammar.
Okay.
The fourth grade grammar question is this. The sentence, Taylor hasn't no homework, is an example of which grammatical error? Apostrophe misuse, dangling modifier, or double negative? The sentence, Taylor hasn't no homework, is an example of which grammatical error? Apostrophe misuse, dangling modifier, or double negative? Kamani has locked in his answer.
I would say C, double negative.
You want to lock that in?
Yes.
Indeed, it is a double negative. That's a nice start, $8,500. Yes. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
Fifth grade ancient history.
I hope Kamani knows ancient history.
The fifth grade ancient history question is this. What ancient Athenian leader, born in 490 BC, initiated and oversaw construction of the Acropolis? What ancient Athenian leader, born in 490 BC, initiated and oversaw construction of the Acropolis?
Was his name Acropolypto or something? No, I'm not going with that. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's talk about where you're at, because you still have two cheats left.
Uh-huh.
And it's the fifth grade question.
Right.
Highest value question on the board.
Right, that is true. I'm going to... I don't know it, so I'm going to copy.
Okay.
Yeah? I mean, I'm going to go with it, because Kamani's a lot smarter than a lot of the people I knew when I was that age. Copy.
All right. I'm going to copy. So you want your answer. Take a look at the board. Kamani said... Pronounce that for me.
Pericles.
Wow.
What?
So close.
Hmm?
It is not Pericles, it is Pericles. So close.
Oh, wow.
You're in shock.
Oh.
Here's the good news.
It was so close.
I still have $11,500 on the board. We can turn that into $115,000.
Okay. Okay.
We're gonna try to do that right after this. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Jillianna Rancic is with us today. We had a lot of money, we just gave it back.
I know. We were doing so well.
We're not giving any more money back.
No.
Because we're playing for the Mercy House in Chicago. They need the money. We're not giving any more money back.
Yes.
You still have a cheat left. You've got a peek, you've got two classmates you have not called upon, so pick another classmate.
Okay. Oh, this is so hard. Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah, we're about to get on a roll here. I have a feeling we're about to get on a roll. Out of the subjects up there, what do you like the best?
Third grade U.S. geography.
Third grade U.S. geography.
Okay.
Can you go with it?
Yeah, let's go.
Third grade U.S. geography it is then. Jillianna, for $2,500, here's the question. The state of Texas borders how many other U.S. states? The state of Texas borders how many other U.S. states? Kevin has locked in his answer. Talk it out.
Do you have any questions about Britney Spears? Because I could definitely nail those.
Third grade Britney Spears
yes,
would be a good category.
Please. I'm leaning towards four states.
Okay.
Four states, baby.
That is your guts.
Yes.
Your gut's telling you four.
Yeah.
Smart gut you got there,
really?
Jillianna. It's four indeed.
Let's go.
Kevin had four as well.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
All right. We're back on the winning side. Six subjects remain. Pick another one.
Let's do it. Fourth grade math.
Fourth grade math.
Fourth grade math. That makes you happy.
Yes.
Okay. Are you good at math?
No.
No. The fourth grade math question is this, Jillianna.
Oh, gosh.
What is the least common denominator of 2/3 and 3/4? What is the least common denominator of 2/3 and 3/4?
I would think it was...
So do you know what a denominator is?
Sure.
What is it?
Well, you know. let's not focus on the little things. Okay, is it a third? No, okay, I'm not even going to keep guessing. All right, I'm gonna peek.
You wanna lock that in?
Yeah.
You wanna peek. What is the least common denominator of 2/3 and 3/4? Kevin said he thinks it's 12.
12, I'm locking it in.
12, okay. 12 is indeed the right answer. You got the money. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
The Kevinator knew the denominator. Yeah. Kevin is back to his desk.
Bye, honey. Thank you, Kevin.
Because he just got you a whole lot of money. The bad news is we're out of cheats, and we got half the test left to go. The good news is the hardest subjects are out of the way.
Okay. That's
good. Okay?
Yes.
Feeling good.
All right. I'm going to say first grade vocabulary.
First grade vocabulary.
If I can't answer this, I got to go home.
All right. First grade questions are worth $500. Here's this one. What word means both a device used to shoot arrows and a curved piece of wood used for playing string instruments? What word means both a device used to shoot arrows and a curved piece of wood used for playing stringed instruments?
Bow, right? I mean, am I still this nightmare? Okay, bow.
Yeah!
I'm locking it in.
Bow, you say?
Yeah.
Well, your beau, Bill, back in Chicago, would be very proud of you because you are absolutely
Yay!
Right. It is beau.
Thank God.
When we come back, Jillianna's going to see if she can turn $6,500 into over $100,000. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Jillianna Rancic is with us today.
Yes.
You've got $6,500.
Yes.
All right, it's time to pick another subject.
Okay.
What would you like?
Second grade social studies.
Second grade social studies. Second grade questions are worth $1,000. Here's this one. What is the first U.S. federal holiday that comes after Flag Day? What is the first U.S. federal holiday that comes after Flag Day?
Flag Day. Yeah. That's the day of the flag.
Sounds like one of my answers for an essay question.
4th of July.
A light bulb.
4th of July. Yes, a light bulb just
A light bulb just appeared above your head.
I think so. Yes, 4th of July. I'm locking it in. It just came to me.
Actually,
no.
The U.S. federal holiday that comes after Flag Day is the 4th of July! Atta girl, yes!
I can't believe I just came up with that! Oh my God, that was a lucky guess! I wish I could take credit, but...
It doesn't matter how you got there, you got there.
I got there somehow.
All right, it's time to pick another subject.
I'm gonna do second grade world geography.
Second grade world geography.
Oh my God.
This is worth $1,000. Jillianna, here's the question.
Okay.
True or false, the nation of Russia spans two continents. True or false, the nation of Russia spans two continents.
I don't know why. When I saw the question pop up and I saw spans two continents, I was thinking this is definitely true. And since I'm not 100% sure, I guess I gotta go with my gut. You know, I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna say true. The nation of Russia does span two continents and I'm locking it in.
It's true!
Yes,
to span two continents. That a girl.
Oh my God, this is great. Okay, I'm really excited now.
Down to two.
Okay.
Measurements or astronomy?
First grade astronomy.
First grade astronomy.
I don't know measurements.
A correct answer could take you to an even $9,000. The first grade question is this. True or false? A solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse are the same thing. True or false? A solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse are the same thing.
You have no Brad Pitt questions? Nothing.
No Brad Pitt questions.
I can tell
today.
You how tall he is. You don't want that? Okay. I say false. That has to be false.
Okay. Your gut told you it was false.
Yeah.
You got a smart gut. It is false! When we come back, Jillian is going to try to take $115,000 from us. Here's today's extra credit question. Which of these states is the healthiest for kids? Is it A, California, B, Connecticut, or C, Florida? Before the break, we asked, which of these states is the healthiest for kids? The answer is B, Connecticut. Welcome back to the classroom. TV host Juliana Rancic is with us. We are down to the last subject. A lot of money on the line. Don't answer too quickly. Talk it out.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
The third grade measurements question is, if Kevin arrives at 8 p.m. to a movie theater and sits through 5 minutes of commercials, 10 minutes of previews, and a 105-minute movie, what time will the movie be over?
5 minutes of commercials, 10 minutes of previews, and a 105-minute movie. So 105 plus 10 is 115 plus 5 is 120. So that is a two-hour movie. Well, two-hour total that he's there. So I would say he leaves at 10 o'clock. Yes. Of course. I'm locking it in, baby.
You said 10 p.m. That is absolutely right.
Okay.
It is 10 p.m. Very nice finish. Look at this. Nice comeback.
That is good. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
105 plus 10 plus 5
there
is 120. 120 minutes is 2
Thank
hours.
Thank God I got that. Okay, good.
All right, well, we are down to the bonus question. Let me remind you how the bonus question works. The bonus question multiplies your winnings by 10. We could turn $11,500 into $115,000. Let me show you the subject. Then we'll discuss what you'd like to do. The subject of today's bonus question is this. U.S. history.
I'm going to keep the money I have.
You want to drop out?
Yes, I'm going to drop out.
Drop out. Take $11,500.
I'm going to take it. Thank you so much.
Very well played. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. It's been wonderful being here.
Now, before you get back to cover all the news that is important.
Yes, hard hitting.
One little thing I need from you. Mm-hmm. You're used to looking into the camera and saying things, though I don't know if you've ever had to say this before.
Oh, boy.
Next to the board, I've got a camera.
I am Juliana Rancic. I'm a TV host, and I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
I'm not either. Goodbye, everybody.